Hello, my name is Dr. Grace McCary Judson, and I co-direct the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research with Dr. Joseph Gerry. The Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research proudly announced on June 29, 2018, surpassing the 1,000 participant mark in its breast research registry. Dr. Joseph Gerry from the University of Massachusetts Amherst and Pioneer Valley Life Sciences Institute and I invited staff and community advocates to celebrate this accomplishment. What is the Breast Research Registry? The registry is a platform for research approved through Bay State's Institutional Review Board and started in 2012. Individuals with breast cancer, benign breast disease, or those undergoing breast reduction surgery are offered the opportunity to enroll in the registry. After signing informed consent, enrollees fill out a questionnaire, which includes data on general health, family history, lifestyle, and exposures. Consent includes the access to health information. Patients may also consent to allow use of fresh tissue at the time of surgery or fixed tissue after surgery. Consent also allows for recontact for future research. Why the celebration? The Rays of Hope Breast Research Registry is the first registry at Bay State. The first participant was enrolled April 5, 2012. It is a unique resource, which includes access to fresh tissue with links to clinical information through the Tissue Procurement Protocol led by Dr. Sally Smith-Schneider. The first 1,000 participants, which included 300 from the Tissue Procurement Protocol, provide rich opportunities for basic science, translational, and clinical investigation. Although ultimate measurable success comes from presentations, publications, and external funding, we have had early successes that include 5 publications, $1.5 million grant from the Department of Defense, and a $3.5 million grant from the National Institutes of Environmental Health Sciences. How did we get to 1,000? The Breast Research Registry is possible because of the infrastructure provided through the Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research. Generous funding from the Rays of Hope started in 2011 has supported regulatory and research coordinators. The infrastructure includes data management and a process for IRB approval for sub-studies. The registry represents the fruits of a meaningful collaboration between the Pioneer Valley Life Sciences Institute, Bay State Medical Center, and the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Great teamwork and processes to support recruitment have been the keys to success. The team includes UMass Amherst epidemiologists who developed a nurse's health style questionnaire. The Bay State Regional Cancer Program Clinical Research Office has been the backbone of operations and includes regulatory personnel, tumor registry, and clinical research coordinators. One coordinator, Ruth Barham, personally consented over 70% of the participants. Nurse navigators inform patients about the opportunity to enroll. The breast surgeons, operating room staff, and the pathology department work with Dr. Schneider in facilitating the acquisition of fresh tissue samples from both tumor and surrounding tissues. Data managers facilitate upkeep of the de-identified patient information. Equally important to the research team has been the encouragement from the Rays of Hope Advocacy Council. The membership includes volunteers, most of whom are breast cancer survivors, who advised on recruitment tactics, emphasizing, "Ask me twice." They shared the perspective that many individuals approached after a diagnosis of breast cancer may feel overwhelmed initially, but would be eager to be involved if asked later on. In fact, what makes the registry so unique is that 74% of individuals approached consented to participate. This compares with a national average participation rate of less than 5% for all breast cancer patients who are involved in a clinical trial. The Rays of Hope has believed in us, and our community, in turn, has embraced the Rays of Hope Registry, as demonstrated so clearly by the outstanding level of participation. What comes next? The Rays of Hope Center for Breast Cancer Research will continue to support research that utilizes the registry as well as projects not requiring registry resources. Of interest will be a survey of the first 1,000 to learn more about clinical and patient-reported outcomes. New projects will explore breast density, exposures and focus on the fresh tissue resources. Collaborations are being discussed at regional and national levels. The live cell panels represent the variation that exists upon women, helping us to paint a portrait of women with breast disease in the Pioneer Valley, states Dr. Jerry. The ultimate goal is to use this unique resource to better understand why breast cancer develops in one individual, but not the next, and then use this information towards prevention and cure.